Hey guys, welcome back to the Evolved Stylist Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Rebecca Taylor.
And I'm the other one, Sarai fucking Spear.
I always love when you say the other one. That's like my favorite part. That's why I like when I get to go first.
Oh, I see your dirty tricks now.
Well, not like, you know, secondary, but it just sounds cute to me. It's like the other one. Next time I'll be the other one. We're, you know, one way or the other, there's the other one. So there's one and then the other one. Thing one and thing two.
Friend, how are you?
I'm nasally. I'm sickish, but I am in good spirits now. Yeah, I'm good. I've missed you.
I've missed you. Yeah, this is the longest we've gone without talking because you went on like a fucking 80-year vacation trip and like found yourself and God and fucking beaches and you're moving and like, what's not going
that
on?
Not this time. I didn't have no soul pilgrimage this time. It was just normal shit, but it was really amazing. I don't know why I'm talking into this fucking mic like it works. Disclosure, I can't get my damn mic to work, so it's only here for show. And I'm talking into it. All right, let me just focus up. But it was an amazing trip. I did the digital detox thing, which I know one of our things we recorded last time, I was like having mad anxiety about that, so we can talk about it. But it was beautiful. I was grateful for it. It was just enough amount of time. And then of course, when you're off like farting around and tiptoeing through the tulips, you're going to get sick, I guess, because like 16 million flights and hot to cold. But yeah, I'm happy to be back.
Good. I'm so glad to have you back. We cannot go that long without talking again.
I know.
Not allowed.
I didn't talk to anybody. I didn't even talk to Chris for like a good bulk of that trip. It felt very strange. So I guess when you say like some soul searching and a pilgrimage, like it was kind of cool to be like in a different country all by myself, with like the exception of I went with my friend, a nail girl. So I like knew somebody there. But yeah, I missed you. I missed you immensely. What the hell you got going on?
Funny you should ask.
Oh yeah?
I decided to come out of retirement, homie.
Saw that.
Yeah.
I feel like we keep up with each other when we don't talk on social. And I'm like,
for
I saw
sure.
that.
It was for sure.
Only a fucking matter of time, may I say. But let me not cut you off. Tell me about that.
Listen, okay. I honest to God have spent 8 fucking years grinding, building my name from nobody, nothing, to traveling the world and educating. And there was a period where I was traveling 48 out of 52 weekends doing shows and classes and clients, and I got burnout. And I thought if I went the online route, like, I'll be good. It'll be awesome. I can work from home. I can, you know, have freedom. And you know what I found, RT? I got fucking depressy tessy. I did not realize how much I love teaching. It's Tabitha reminded me. She said, do you remember after all the classes that I've taught with you, you would say to me, I wish I could bottle this energy and snort it later. And I'm like, yeah, I remember that. And I've been really struggling. I guess I haven't realized how bad I've been struggling, because, you know, we don't usually see our own shit until we can look back. But I was really struggling with like the loss of, you know, BSS as I knew it, the online portion. And you know, I'm in this basement creating content. It's a beautiful basement, but I'm in this basement creating content and I'm like slowly dying. And part of my ego said, bitch, you retired. Like you can't go back on your word. Like, what are people going to think about you? They're going to think you're a liar. They're never going to believe anything you say. And then I was like, you know what? Who fucking gives a shit? Like, honestly, because for me, my magic is connecting with other human beings. And while online is great, there is zero substitute for offline education. For being in a space with energy and people and camaraderie and questions. I just like, I didn't realize how much it filled my cup, but I had to step back from it. I had to run myself into the ground like I have a habit of doing. And then I had to pull back hardcore and go, nope, I'm done. I'm out. For me to find that fucking, that middle ground, that ebb and flow, that harmony that we've talked about before. So I'm fucking doing it. I'm going back on tour. I'm teaching a lot of different things this year. I've learned so much in my 20 years. And I thought people only like me for my blonding. And when I've taken surveys on Instagram and I've asked people, they're like, you could teach fucking underwater basket weaving and I would come to your class. And I'm like, what? Really? Okay. So I'm going to teach that. I got to learn how to do it first. So I felt so pigeonholed as an educator, an in-person educator. And then I felt so pigeonholed as like an online educator. And so now being able to create that harmony, that flow, that balance for me, and fill my cup from different baskets instead of just counting on one thing to make me happy, to fulfill me, to, you know, create that passion, that spark. So we're at the beginning stages of the tour. I know for sure that the first one's the first class officially booked is in September in Colorado. It's fucking at a 120-year-old church. It's dope as fuck. I'm going to Toronto. I'm going all over the States. So I am so excited to put this together. And the coolest part is I'm not just teaching by myself, because I want to do cool shit with cool fucking people. And so I've gathered friends and I'm like, hey, you want to fucking hang out? You want to fucking teach with me? Let's like teach together. So I'm really excited. I'm really fucking excited. And you've got your own fucking tour.
Can't just like say all that and shift gears to me.
I can't. Never.
I took fucking notes.
I saw you. That's why I went into yours.
Like, hold the goddamn phone. Okay, so first of all, I'm a backtrack when you were talking about like your ego fucking with you about like, oh, I said retired. I said last class ever. You know how many damn farewell tours Elton John had and Cher had and all these fucking whatever's had, they're like, oh, I'm retired. Oh, I'm not. Oh. First, it's because if you're meant to do something, it feels like it's going to be the end, whether you're burnout or you feel like, you know, I peaked or whatever the hell, could be good or bad. But then they come back because they're like, this is really what makes me tick. And people get over the fact that you're like, this is my last one, and being so finite with it, because we change, you know, we change and change our mind, and our truth like last month may not be our truth fucking 2 months from now. So there's that. Also, I feel like that's just the evolution of things. Like you're evolve. It's like, I don't know. That point I forgot, to be honest with you. I was like, sounds just like the name of our podcast. I don't know. But you know what? I think I was off on such a good one about the farewell tour. I'm like, whatever. I basically said it already. And the last thing is like the whole co-education thing. I could not agree more. I feel like that feels so new when you do one thing by yourself for so long. I mean, it's cool. It teaches you a lot about yourself. Like, you don't have to worry about giving up any control of the way you do things, but it also gets kind of lonely and boring. And it's just really cool to be like in a community of people. So that's why I did it with Jay, because like the magic was there. And, you know, when the magic's there, you fucking hop on it. And I know that's what you're doing right now. You just don't wait around for things. You hop on it. So I'm sure that's why you've already talked to people. You already have shit in the works. Like, this whole tour can materialize, like it probably did for Jay and I, in a couple weeks, because you're fucking fired up about it. And also, we need to do a class together. Duh. Like, take 100. The podcast on tour. That would be sick. That's a thing, first of all. This shit hasn't even launched yet. We're on a tour.
When we're recording this episode, but obviously as you're listening to it, this shit has launched.
Well, I didn't even know that was a thing up until a couple of years ago, but I had this old homie that did some shit with Redken. His name is Spencer Henry, and he started a podcast. It's called The Cult Leader, so it's about like murder docs and whatever. That shit blew up, was like 2 or 3 on Spotify, and he's on some, every year he does like a world tour or whatever. So I'm just like manifesting that we're in our community are going to go on tour with our podcast. But besides that, we, like you said, have been doing this shit for 20 years. We know what the fuck we're talking about. It's not our first rodeo. So even with the technical game, you know, and like staying really like true to what we do and did and being renewed, we're like renewed. Cause I know I was burnt out too with educating. I'm like, same old freaking thing. You know what I mean? So I'm down. Everything you said, I'm so like here for and excited for you, like that you've come to that point. Yeah.
Thanks, friend. It, you know what? It took me a while. This whole last year I think my husband knew better than to mention me going back to hair because I was so burnt. I just did not want to do hair anymore. And for some reason, not that I was too good for hair. There was some block there. And it took me a year to work through it. I mean, literally, I worked through my block 5 days ago. Okay. I had an epiphany. I had like an experience that is, we'll save that for another podcast. But I just had this experience and I was like, oh my God, Sarai, like it's your ego. Your ego. Like I wanted to prove that, yeah, I'm a fucking great hairstylist, but I'm also more than that. And I thought I had to choose like one or the other. Like I can either be a mental health coach or I can be a hairstylist. And it's like, no, but I couldn't see it. And, you know, my husband would, a couple times he mentioned, and I was like, yeah, but I don't fucking want to do hair anymore. He was like, why don't you go back on tour? Like, you really love the in-person classes. You always come home and you're so fucking high with energy. And I'm like, no, fuck you. I can't. I'm retired. I can't do this. And so this whole past year, I've been running up against this block that got brought to the forefront. And I was like, okay, it's my ego. It's that I feel like because I said this, I have to stick to my word. And, you know, I'm trying to prove that we're more than hairstylists. And I'm trying to be all things to everybody when I really wasn't paying attention to like what I wanted, or even the fact that like, maybe you could just take a step back without retiring. Sarai, the black and white shit sometimes, bitch, that I do. But I had to go through every single step. I had to do every single thing I've done in order for me to get to that space. It's like, you know, when a fucking addict needs help, you can offer them a lifeboat. And unless they want to get themselves into it, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And it's the same when we come across these mental blocks. And for me, it was hair, which is so weird because I'm a hairstylist 20 fucking years. And there was a part of me that like, I don't know, had some fucking vendetta or had something to prove or I was too good or I haven't really dug into that, but it was just a fucking block. And now I'm like, you know what? Swallow your pride, bitch. Do goddamn Madonna, Elton John fucking share what they do because that's my happy. Mm-hmm. I thrive in person. I thrive on the energy of others and sharing knowledge. And I learn just like you learn from every single class you do. Like there's not a single class that I haven't walked away from and been like, yeah, my cup's like half full. No, I'm like, I'm overflowing. And I learned something.
It is fucking high. Like being on your shit and like feeling like I don't even know how else to describe it, like the just the community of the people that come to your class, knowing that they came there for you, you like being an authority but they're your peers, like and you're like it's in the pocket, it's like oh, and then afterwards you're like, oh my God, that was amazing, this is my calling. Yes. That's what it feels like.
Yes, totally.
I get it. I got some other things. You know I do. When you're talking, I'm just like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And then I wait patiently because that's what I'm trying to do. I got a burp. It's, like, serious.
It's okay.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. I was like, I can talk over it or you can just let it fucking go. I like that you just let it fucking go.
Sorry.
Because there was that one podcast episode where you could hear me fart.
That's true. That is true. So I had to, I mean, I don't have to fart, but I did burp into a mic that's not working. Anyway.
Okay. Fucking us.
Yeah, I love it though. So a couple things, and you know, it's going to be juicy bits because like, that's what I'm like, let's go there. So the first thing before I share my experience with something that you said was the more than just hairstylist vendetta beef prickles you up, like raises some feathers. I'm making all kinds of sayings up, but like it affects us, you know, because there is this stigma, especially, I mean, I think it's talked about quite a bit, but like we're more than just hairstylists. So we have to like prove something to somebody. But I think for me, what that's begun to mean is that I know I'm not inferior in any way because I've chosen this as a career. I know I'm intelligent. I know I've got grit. I know I've got resilience. I know I can make a living for myself. And it doesn't have to be with my career that just makes me what it is. It could be like, I'm not just a hairstylist. I'm using just in air quotes. I also like to travel. I'm also a partner. I also love animals. I do more than just my work. So, you know, I'm very confident in my skills as a hairstylist. And then on top of that, I'm more than my work, you know? And then besides, we're not just hairstylists. We're educators, we're speakers. We, you know, create events. We do all kinds of shit. So, I mean, we've already way surpassed like the old, you know, just a hairstylist stigma, because how in the fuck could anybody say we're just anything with all the shit we have going on? It's like impossible, but I get it. I know what you mean. And especially I'll speak for myself and maybe this will resonate, is like also different avenues opened up too with like coaching and wellness. The whole wellness thing just popped off and you're like, okay, well, let me see more I am capable of, or to broaden my audience or whatever. And I feel like I had to niche back down because I was like wanting to do stuff in the coaching space. I'm like, I know what I know, what I know. And it's 20 years of this industry and I love it. And I'm passionate about it. So if I am offering coaching and mentoring, it's just to my people. It is like my people. I know my people. I know what I need to do. So like, we don't need, I mean, I get it, you know, don't think small or limiting beliefs or whatever. But sometimes when you cast too wide of a net, you like forget about, you know, your, I don't know where you came from. You know, that was my experience anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pause there. I feel like if, because you're nodding like a whirling dervish. Do they nod?
I do that all the, you know, if you've ever watched any video of mine, that's what I do. I'm like this in classes. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I do it too. I do it too. But like, did any of that hit, or do you, can you really?
Fuck yeah. Oh, like all of it hit. You know, I think for me, I started thinking, when people would say on my Instagram, like, you're funny, but I don't even do hair. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you know, that's cool. Or people be like, I follow you for your inspiration and I don't do hair. And so of course I'm like, oh, well, I could become a whatever. I could do stuff outside of hair and capture a bigger audience, as you said. And, you know, I'm looking at my Instagram and I'm like, why are people unfollowing me? You know, like, I've lost 12,000 followers in a year. Cool, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I mean, like, I genuinely don't. But I'm like, oh my God, I've changed so much without even realizing it. Like, it used to be only hair content. But then I'd throw in funny shit. I'd throw in inspirational shit. But like, the people who followed me for hair, if I'm not doing it anymore, I get it. I'm not your cup of tea. And also, I think for me, I had to like dip my toe into other things for me to come back to my why. My why is always to help people. The vehicle looks different, right? I want to inspire the fuck out of people, you know, by sharing stories, by sharing information, by sharing energy. And yes, I can do that online. But for me, that in-person piece was like that missing piece of the puzzle. So I just kind of, I won't say lost myself, because I didn't. I never went fucking cuckoo. But I had to heal. I had to heal a lot of my workaholic wounds. I had to heal a lot of fucking self-worth shit, eating disorder shit last year. And it all kind of came back to this moment of like, oh my God, I've been doing hair for 20 years. Yes, I can still talk about mental health. Yes, I can still be funny. Yes, I can still inspire. And I don't have to put hair down. You know, I don't want to go back to working behind the chair like I was, you know, maybe once a week. You know, I think I'm twice every 4 weeks now. So once a week, cool. Keep my hands in it. Keep me fresh. Keep me. But like, I love the teaching aspect in person. And it really took me, I don't know, my fucking online business falling apart, figuring out shit wasn't working, for me to go, okay, this is the universe trying to tell you, Sarai, you're not supposed to sit in a dungeon all fucking day and just create content, bitch. Like, get the fuck out there. So yeah, I think a lot of realizations, a lot of ego, a lot of trying to prove something to myself, to other people. I think it all kind of fucking just swirled around and created this aha moment, you know?
I do know. I big time do know. And the word that keeps coming up, and I think both of our experiences, is ego. And I know my shit big time. Like, I've only gotten back into, like, it's been sparse. My independent education has been super sparse. And in the last few years, it was more or less when someone reached out to me, like when IBS Vegas or ABS Chicago would reach out to me to do something independent. And there was a stint too where I wasn't doing anything with brands. So it was like, if those people didn't reach out, I wasn't teaching. And my ego got seriously in my way. Seriously in my way, because I was just like flying high with all these opportunities and working with a brand, and then the shit got all cut off. And then when I tried to put myself out there again, both independently or I was with another in between stepping stone brand that was not in alignment, that was weak. So whenever I saw the ticket sales not be what I was used to, because I'm telling you what, from like 2013 to my stopping point of like the hurt, it was like, there was no issue selling classes out. It felt really fucking good. And so when all that stops, your ego is telling you, I'm not good anymore. I'm oversaturated. The whole industry is oversaturated. I my value's lessened, and it fucks with you. It makes you like, you have to feel, I don't even like almost impervious to outside stuff, meaning ticket sales or validation or whatever, because ticket sales are in the form of validation. It's like a form of validation, obviously. Yep. You have to, in order to, and this is just for me, and I'm sure with a lot of situations, to put yourself out there again, it takes cojones. It was one of the most painful things ever, working through the ego of this process of like, I'm not being received anymore. My ship has sailed. I'm old news. And to do it anyway, and just let the cards fall where they may, it took a lot of balls. It took a lot of balls, and I'm still not even out of the woods yet. We don't have, like, it's not like every class sold out just because we announced our tour, like, in a day. It ain't like that. So it's, what it is, though, is, like, again, this is another bit of resilience. So I'm just going to get creative with marketing. The passion's there. The motives are there. The content's there. The curriculum, it's all there. And the worst has already happened. That's how I feel now. The worst already happened. I already got, like, I hit the skids already. People didn't want to come to my classes already. I was with a brand I wasn't happy with already, and that was weak. All the worst has already happened. And you know what the worst of it was at the time? I was like, fuck. So, like, my like, involvement with a brand ended. Teaching ended. Like, literally every source of income ended for me. And my... talk about ego. And what I had to do is, like, not even content creation, not nothing, build a clientele from scratch and get back behind the chair after 7 years of not taking clients and relying on content creation and education or whatever. I don't know how much more humbled you can get. I really do not know how much more humbled you can get. And I was, and I'm grateful for it. And it, you know, put me in touch with why I started doing this to begin with. What I know I can always go back to. And then I love at my core. I mean, sometimes all the opportunities and all the shit floats around. And again, your ego. I was never like, I don't think I was ever like a cocky, arrogant asshole, but you know, I don't care. Ego does play a part. And you're like, wow, look at this and look at this and look at this. And then it's like, wow, the rose colored glasses. But truly, I'm just grateful that I got humbled like that, because the fucking worst has already happened. You know, so now I'm just putting myself out there again and doing it because I truly love it. I got over my block, as painful as it was. And now it's just like, why not just throw everything at the wall and see what sticks? And I'm not saying, like, you know, try a bunch of wacky shit. You know, you still have to be smart and strategic with your business. But do what feels good. Like, at the end of the day, just do in your career what feels good to you, like, and truly in alignment. And the last thing I'll say on this is, like, but now the difference is I know what alignment feels like, because you mentioned all the healing and everything else. Like, I feel that. And being sober too, it's like, there's nothing there to muddle up my motives anymore. It's just me, experience, and clarity. And now moving forward, I'm like, let's fucking go. Let's go. Let's do this. Like, being the new healed version of myself. It's really cool.
It is. You know, I created my classes, I was sober when I created them, but I also was not the person I am today. And I created from a place of hustle and grind and hustle culture and wanting to prove, right? And then I kind of did the same thing with Balanced Stylist Society. I created from a place of I'm busy, let's go, let's fucking do all the things. And it's funny because I feel like as soon as I made the decision to like, all right, let's do this. Let's do a fucking tour. I got to do in person. Something flipped inside of me and the spark that I haven't felt for 2 fucking years is like burning a hole in my fucking chest. But it's different. It's not like I have to sell out every fucking class or I'm a piece of shit failure. It's, I'm so excited that I'm going to hustle and I'm going to fucking grind and I'm going to do it with balance and
You're
I'm going to do it
grounded.
with clarity. Yes. Intention, purpose, being grounded. It's, you know, and I know that you resonate with this, that it's just completely different than the first time around that we did it. You know, it's
Act
so,
two.
yeah.
This act two is like the enlightened fucking, you know, like aware, healthy version of the frantic. The other was like frantic, flying by the seat of my pants. This is all new and crazy. I'm gonna sleep. It's so funny you mentioned the hustle and grind thing. I just made a cap cut and it's like this comedian say, I don't know. I can't even set it up. But basically I had to go and search for a bunch of like I'll sleep when I'm dead shit and hustle, grind, repeat shit. Like that was my, those were my mantras. Like if I found a little plaque at Home Goods that said any of that shit, I had been known to buy that shit back in the day because
Bitch,
it was
same.
right. It was what I subscribed to. And I think about this quite often, but it's like, I don't know if I could be where I'm at had I not done all that, you know? And so when I coach people or when I share my experience, I don't want to be like, it's so hard. I don't want to necessarily be like, don't do what I did because maybe that was necessary, but just keep your other ear open, keep your other eye open to self-care and like your wellness journey. And like, you can work hard as shit. You really can, if you want to even call it hustling, whatever. But like, take care of yourself just as much as you're hustling. That is the one thing I feel like if I could share with anybody, like, I don't know. You know how like it's like play hard, work hard. Well, also self-care hard. Like all those things equally hard if that's how you're going to want to go. Because it was shit. That's such a, I'm going to ask you, Sarai. Like we burn out, like physically, mentally, all the ways. Do you think it was necessary in your journey for you to get to where you are now? Would you change anything?
I wouldn't change a fucking thing. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't change a single fucking moment of it because yeah, it led me to burnout. I got fully entrenched in hustle culture, as did you. We worked our dicks off. We had our breakdowns. We had our fucking burnouts. So that we could come back and we could approach things in a different way. And I fully believe that everybody at some point in their life should be so fucking passionate about something that they fucking hustle, that they fucking hustle their dick off. However, you don't have to do it at the expense of your mental, physical, or spiritual health. Did I have to? 1000%, because that's my fucking journey. And not everybody's as stubborn or as hard-headed as I am. And Rebecca, you know, I had to, because I have a tendency to be very black and white. I'm learning to live in these shades of gray, but for me to really learn a lesson, I got to learn it hard. And I don't enjoy that. I don't enjoy that for other people, but that's my path. And so I really still believe in the ability for us to hustle fucking hard with boundaries while taking care of ourselves. So for example, if I end up going on tour and I do 3 fucking back-to-back classes, 3 back-to-back weekends, cool. Guess what? When I come home, I'm chilling. You know, I'm going to go to the fucking spa. I'm going to take a massage. I can still grind and care for myself, my physical, emotional, mental, spiritual well-being. So I think everybody's got to find theirs though. You know, like I would never tell somebody, don't fucking grind. I will say grind with intention, with awareness. And like, I think that's one of the things that's been coming up for me is just that intentionality is my word for 2024 and being aware. So I had a conversation with a friend a couple days ago and she said, what are some things that you can do because you're going to get to this space again. You're going to get to this space of depression and, like, you know, you feel like you don't see a way out, like it's all dark. So what are some things that you can do to put into place so that you don't get there? And I'm like, well, shit, nobody's ever asked me that. So I ended up writing a letter to myself. I'm like, call this person, reach out to this person. So again, hustle and grind like a motherfucker for sure. But be aware, have your fucking parameters, because it doesn't matter how much you hustle and grind. If you burn out, there is that possibility that you might not fucking come back from it. Like, you might walk away from the shit that you love because you went fucking ham. And that's no way to go out. Like, so hustle with intention, hustle with boundaries, hustle with purpose, I would say.
I love that so much. I feel like if anything, like you said, you had to go the route you went and that had to be your journey. I had to too. I don't think that if I spared any, I just don't think there was any other way. And so having any sort of platform that we have now, like with this podcast or our actual, you know, social media platforms, I feel like awareness is great. Sharing our story is great, but I don't want to like meddle or affect anybody else's journey. It's going to have to happen for them exactly how it's going to have to happen for them. And sometimes, like, I'm not a great space holder. Sometimes I'm like, oh, don't do what I did. Or I've had to work so hard on that. I'm like, oh, just do this or don't do this, because I want to see people not fall into the same pitfalls. But if that's, I guess, what someone has to do, then, you know, it's just life experience. And I don't know. That being said, I'm still going to share all the what I would do different shit, you know, and then it's up Absolutely. To the person, take it or leave it. Yeah. What resonates, take, whatever else, leave it behind or whatever. But I don't know. I was like balls deep in CapCut today. So it was just me strategizing, I don't know, it wasn't a strategy. It was me thinking I was hilarious, but like trying to make up content or whatever. But so like my brain's already there about these certain things. And a lot of them have to do with like back in my day or, you know, things of that nature. But you know what? I couldn't be more like, especially having this conversation, it all needed to happen. And I'm not bitter about a single damn day of it. None of it. None of it. And that feels really, really good, you know, because I feel like people in probably any line of work, but ours especially, you get to a point of being salty and bitter and resentful because of regrets or what ifs or, you know, like harping on the negative. I'm not there at 20 years. And I'm really happy about that. Well, let's check back in at 30. But now, to be honest with you, I want to actually fucking retire. No, like Madonna retire, no Elton John retire. I want to be fucking actually retired in the next 10 years. But anyway, let's check back in then and see what we're up to.
Yeah, I love it. So I think we should continue this in a part two.
Are we going to put a pin in it?
I think that we should put a pin in it. And I love to hear you say that because it just, it tickles me. So let's put a pin in it, because I think the next episode, we can go pretty balls deep in some questions.
I'm into it. Let's just put it. If I talk into this mic one more time thinking it's on, I'm fancy, y'all. We're going to put a pin in it and circle back, and we'll catch you in the next episode.